I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. No choir today because Chad's on vacation resting his vocal cords, but here we go. Back to Gatos and Monica.
He's resting his instrument. He's resting his instrument.
Tuning it, yes.
That's what I like to call it. All right, let's get into a few things here. Afghanistan, the hurricane. Let's go over the hurricane. Monica, you and I were watching this yesterday. It's fascinating. Mother Nature is kind of a beast. And, you know, we were talking last hour about, you know, these news channels try and make the hurricanes entertaining.
Right. I wasn't entertained. I was fascinated.
Is there a difference?
I was intrigued.
Okay.
Because entertainment, you make it sound like I'm getting, you know, like good vibes from it, or it's making me happy.
You can watch a very sad movie and be entertained by it.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm entertained when Al Roker gets his 75-year-old rear end out there to
New Orleans. I
thought he
was like 95.
Something like that. And he gets hit by two rogue waves. That, to me, is funny and entertaining. I'm sorry. No, I'm
okay,
not sorry.
I would probably laugh, too.
Yeah, and it sounded like this. Ah. And that little, I mean, it just, I don't know, it makes me so happy. Isn't that awful?
Well, he was out there in like the hip waders and a big old jacket.
Yeah. He's 1,000 years old and he's out in the middle of this. Ah.
All right, sorry, I guess we lost communication.
Oh, communication, second one.
Chuck, right now.
Yeah.
So, oh, bless his heart. He's just trying to entertain us.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know,
he hazard pay.
Started trending on Twitter. People were making funny memes. There's Al Roker. I think he's in the Mississippi. I'm not really sure.
Is there already memes out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so Al Roker got a little bit ticked off, I think.
Really?
From the Today Show. Yeah, the weather guy.
Well, he's too old to be doing this. Well, hey, guess what? Screw you.
Wow.
I love Al Roker.
Okay.
Try to keep up. Keep up, okay?
Al Roker.
Yeah, so when
gotta
you
gotta give it to him, he's a feisty guy.
But here's the thing. A hurricane shouldn't be entertaining. But all these NBC and CNN and Fox and everybody, what they do is they make it entertaining. They send these goofballs out and they put them in this gear. And they just get whipped with the rain, and they get whipped with the a stop sign almost hit this guy yesterday. And I'm thinking, here's the thing. Do you really need to be out there to tell me that it's 150 mile per hour winds? You probably don't need to be out there.
I'm going to watch it whether you are standing in the middle of danger or not. I don't need you there to be intrigued. I'm not going to say entertained.
I got to tell you, I'm just going to be honest. Becky Lynn, maybe this makes me a bad person. I don't think I'd watch this if they weren't out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I absolutely would watch it.
You know, here's the thing. If they're going to get video at all of the hurricane, even if you don't see the reporter standing there, then the photographer is out
there.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody
right.
is always out there. Otherwise, you're sitting in front
right.
of a weather map and somebody's pointing to
That's
stuff in the graphics.
Point.
So just, you know, there's
and
always
And the photographer
somebody.
Has to be there with the big camera
yeah.
oftentimes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, that's pretty dangerous for them.
Yeah.
Here's some more from Al Roker. He was trending on Twitter.
Folks on Twitter have been, well, first of all, why is NBC putting him out there? I volunteered to come out here. This is what I do. I've done this for 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you don't need to be out there. He's an old guy. He doesn't need to be out there. But I, you know, maybe he said, I'm going to go out there, or maybe someone else did, or maybe someone told him to,
what,
or what have
you.
What
did he say to people who said he was too old to be out there?
I think he said.
Because I think he was talking to you, Gatos.
Maybe.
Well, he's too old to be doing this. Well, hey, guess what? Screw you.
Yeah. But that's how bad is that? We're entertained by a hurricane. People's lives are in danger. You know, the winds,
but we're
all
not,
that,
we're not watching like a hockey game. We're not watching for a fight.
They make it out to be almost like this thriller movie, these cable channels. And you know what? I'm sitting there watching it.
You wouldn't watch it if they weren't on there. So you're the problem, Gatos.
Well, they're the problem first.
Mm, chicken or the egg, buddy.
It is true.
Yeah.
I'm part of the problem.
Uh-huh.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Then.
I would agree with that. Okay.
Acceptance is the first step.
Becky Lynn, do you want to hear him hit by the wave once more, or should we just move on?
Oh, once more is always good.
Yeah, yeah. Two rogue waves. Hit Al Roker.
Ah. All right, sorry. I guess we lost communication. Communications, Chuck.
You know he's got to be thinking, I'm too old for this crap.
No, he said,
he
screw
is.
You, buddy.
No, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. That hurricane was just sick. It caused the Mississippi River to flow in reverse.
That's crazy.
It hit the same day Hurricane Katrina did 16 years ago.
Just so everybody knows, all the rivers flow towards the center of the earth. You know, north to south if you're in the northern hemisphere and vice versa. So that happening is kind of a big deal.
Over 1 million people are without power. All of New Orleans is without power.
That means no beignets.
No beignets. Places. Café du Monde.
What's that? No hurricanes, as in the drink.
Oh, man, that is a powerful drink.
No beads.
No beads. There's nothing. But, you know, I know that what they've told people is stay inside. Don't go out. There are telephone poles down everywhere. And those, the wires, there's still
mm-hmm,
energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would be a little scary.
This could be a very scary time for all of, because there were, I know late last night, there were all these calls into 911 and no one could go out. No mm-hmm. one could go mm-hmm. and rescue anybody. But, yeah, I mean.
In the same day as Katrina, 16 years ago. That's phenomenal.
These hurricanes are getting bigger. And it's starting earlier. It's not even, I know September is 2 days away. Usually this
but
is.
But this was the same day as Katrina 16 years ago. So it's
You're
not
right.
getting earlier.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same.
Well, then you watch all that, the climate experts and, you know, I don't know.
I think I would just always plan on being out of the state on this day or yesterday.
But here's the thing. You live with this for months every year.
That's crazy. I mean, I know we live with the heat here,
right?
But we
Which
don't
is
have,
deadly. At yeah,
yeah,
it can be
but
deadly.
We don't have the national or the natural disasters
true.
Like hurricanes,
true.
Tornadoes.
No, it's true. All right. Coming up next, let's talk Afghanistan. We are out officially in Afghanistan. It is August 31st.
Mean?
Talk about it next. Exactly.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, coming up, we'll play Pop Quiz. Great prize on the line. Free legal advice from Monica Lindstrom. So make sure you call in. And
that's we'll, funny.
True, false questions about the day's news. All right. we're out of Afghanistan. It's over. 20 years. Who won the war?
Nobody. Nobody ever wins a war. Ever. Everybody loses lives. Everybody spends money. Nobody's goals get met. I could go on.
Is Afghanistan a better place today than it was 20 years ago?
You would like to hope so, right? We'd like to hope that our men and women that were there for 20 years serving our country and helping Afghanistan, that their work there, their time there wasn't a waste of time.
Think of the kids who grew up in Afghanistan over the last 20 years.
Hopefully much better than it was prior to those 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, women, girls having the chance to go to school, to learn something, to walk on the streets free, so to speak.
But now, not necessarily the case.
Not at all. No, not at all. Women are being thrown in jail and being threatened if they do not cover up and return to the traditional ideas of the Taliban.
2,443 Americans killed in the war. So we flew the last plane out today. So if you want to, you know, the exit plan by Biden was a disaster. There's
somewhat effective.
Really
but...
no argument there. But, well, I mean, more than 123,000 people were safely flown out of Afghanistan.
We don't know how much of our equipment.
All of it's gone.
Our firearms.
We gave it all to them. I don't know how that happened. Why don't you just blow it all up?
I guess they're smarter than we are, Gatos.
No,
because
they're not. I don't think so. Because, you know,
maybe there wasn't time because it seemed like this was just go, 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 go without much warning.
Yeah. Where's the accountability?
What accountability?
Well, there has to be some sort of accountability.
No one's going to hold Biden, which, by the way, he is our chief right? He's the chief. He is the one that makes the decision here.
Of course.
Who's holding him accountable? The Democrats aren't going to.
Well, I mean, they're going to have some sort of investigation into all this.
Not into Biden.
Well, all right. So
Even though he's the one that made the final decision.
Yeah. I mean, I've asked you a million questions, right? I'm bringing up all these questions. Mm-hmm. I don't have all the answers, right? I like to think I do, but when it comes to Afghanistan, I don't. But
Nobody does.
Who won the war? No.
Right.
The intelligence was there. That's what people are saying. If it was there, then it's our president who blew it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
but
you have to.
But who's going to investigate him?
Well, you have
Congress
to look into it.
Congress isn't going to?
You have to look into it. You have to. Because there has to be some accountability. I'll tell you, I was watching the hurricane coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday afternoon, all of a sudden, the news networks broke in and they were showing the soldiers being taken off the plane in a casket with the American flag.
They almost made it.
It was just my wife and I were watching it. It's just the worst. It's just the worst.
It's heartbreaking. And Biden was standing there.
Yeah,
I wanted to say to him, see, I mean, couldn't we have done this better?
You wanted to shake him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of shake him by the shoulders and go, couldn't we have had more time? Why didn't we start this before?
Could we have done a better job? There's no doubt. I bet you he feels it, too. He knows it.
I hope he feels it.
I think any president standing there, I know they're politicians and all that stuff.
But he's still a father.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're an American.
Mm-hmm.
And watching that yesterday was just horrendous. We left
a mess.
Yeah.
We showed up there when it was a mess and we left. Now, I'm not saying it was as bad as when we showed up there in the first place. I think you and I already talked about it was better, but still, it just was a mess how we left. At least that is the impression that we are being given. And that's all we can go off of.
I just think it's like those guys over there are celebrating a win. They think that they won. And maybe
they did
by just outlasting us.
Perhaps.
Because they did it with the British. They did it with the Soviet Union. They dig their heels in and they just wait for whenever we decide we're done.
Didn't you say they also beat Genghis Khan?
Well, if you go back into history, yeah, it's crazy. Like no army of occupation has ever held Afghanistan or that territory. Even if you go that far back.
Well, this was America's longest war. And from what we're being told right now, it is over because the last plane left at about 12 o'clock our time, I think is what it was. And allegedly, all of our troops are gone.
Well, I mean, I was waiting for the last plane to go and then they use our rockets against us and shoot it down. Didn't happen. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
But
yep.
Still, we couldn't get out. We couldn't get out with those 13. We couldn't. I don't know. We blew it. So, I mean, you know, last week we talked all about it. I'm sure, you know, we're going to continue to talk about it. But it doesn't feel like a win.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't feel mm-hmm. like a win.
Mm-mm.
There's no mission accomplished, or I don't know what our mission really was. I think we knew about what our mission might be at the beginning, but what was it in year 10? And we put all those soldiers who went in there, and they all did their jobs, and they're all heroes, and over 2,000 didn't make it out. But they kept us safe for 20 years.
Yep.
They took out
a lot of
bad guys.
In Afghanistan,
yeah.
Safe
yeah.
for 20 years.
Yep. Well, God bless them. It's over, but, you know, what if they come and hit us here? We're going back? We're going to go back? Are we going to clean it up again? I don't know. It's going to be a bad part of the world.
There's a lot of money in war.
Yeah.
There's a lot of politics in war.
Let's have some fun.
Oh, thank goodness.
Let's have some fun.
I thought you were never going to say that.
Let's have some fun. All right. Pablo, open up the phones. All right. Let's play pop quiz. I've got a lot of trick questions, and I want to have some fun, and so does Monica. All right. 602-277-5827. 277-5827. We're going to quiz you about the day's news. True, false questions. If you get five in a row, you win the big prize. free legal advice for life from Monica. This is unbelievable. 277-KTAR pop quiz is next. Okay.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, Monica's in for Chad. Let's have some fun. 277-5827. Pop quiz, where we quiz you on the day's news with true false questions. Today's prize, free legal advice for life from Monica Lindstrom. She's a judge and a lawyer. Fantastic.
Not going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
All right, Monica, who's first?
Let's take Chris in Ash Fork.
All right, Chris, you ready to play pop quiz?
I am. Let's go.
Arizona pump prices could climb 5 to 15 cents because of Hurricane Ida. True or false?
True.
It is true. Hurricane Ida caused the Mississippi to flow in reverse. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me. It's true. I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
By the way, you need 5 in a row to win the legal services for life of Monica. Who's next?
Let's try Gail in Phoenix.
All right, Gail, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited.
Right. Here we go. The Today Show, Al Roker, he's the weather guy. He was hit by 3 rogue waves live on TV. True or false?
True.
No, you're dead to me. 2.
Oh, she doesn't get free legal advice.
Nope.
All right.
It's my favorite part of the hurricane, Al Roker. All right, who's next?
All right, we have Peter in Gilbert.
Peter, are you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm ready.
Did you see Roker get hit by those 2 waves? Wasn't it awesome?
False.
All right. Al Roker is 93 years old. True or false?
False.
He's 67. He's 67. There's a new phenomenon in Arizona. They are called micro schools. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
Ugh. Jeez Louise. Are they not listening to us, Gatos?
Probably.
Huh.
277-5827. Does anyone want to win Monica's legal advice for a year? Go ahead.
It must not be very worthwhile.
I don't know. Who's
or
next?
Valuable. All right, let's try Robert in Peoria.
All right, Robert, you ready to play pop quiz?
Hey, Gatos, it's Bob, you know, the shaman.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the shaman's cousin.
Yeah,
that guy's a dirtbag, isn't he?
He's trying to go for another appeal.
Good luck on that one.
Hmm.
All right, we were talking.
All right, let's do this.
We were talking about micro schools being a phenomenon. Micro schools teach children how to operate a microwave. True or false?
That's false.
It is false. You're not as dumb as your cousin.
Oh, that's low.
I'm sorry, buddy. I apologize. Let's see. China only allows kids to play video games for, 3 hours a week? True or false?
I would say that's true.
It is true.
My kids' heads would explode. Woo!
Attorney General Brnovich believes the Taliban is coming across the Arizona-Mexico border. True or false?
I believe him. That's true.
It is true. Let's see. He's got 3 in a row.
He's on a roll here.
He's got 3 in a row.
Let's go, Bob.
All right.
Come on. You got to trip
Arizona, him up. Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego told CNN the Taliban can't be trusted. True or false?
That is true.
You're dead to me. It's false. He told MSNBC. I think we're done.
All right.
I think we're good.
All right.
Nobody
winners today.
Nobody won the legal advice.
No legal advice for life.
Man.
Yeah.
That would have been, that's maybe the best prize we've ever given away.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't really going to give it, but
yes,
okay.
We were.
Ha!
Oh, Pablo, was I ready to give out her cell phone number?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Seriously.
As long as you pay my retainer for the rest of their
life.
I'm
not paying the retainer.
I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, you got to be a team player when you're here. And pop quiz, you've got to come up with something that's good. And free legal advice in this day and age where everybody wants to sue each other? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Becky Lynn, are you ready in there? Are you prepared?
You know it.
You got a whole solid hour.
Yep, whole hour.
The Becky Lynn
Good
Show.
Stuff.
Arizona's Becky Lynn Show. What is it again?
Best hour of
Arizona's
the day.
Evening news with Becky Lynn.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, Monica, I'll see you later this week.
All right, see ya.
All right, Becky Lynn is up next. Night, everybody. Bye.